The much-anticipated first Republican presidential debate is in the books. Let's hone in on how tri-state candidates performed with Dick Pullman, national political columnist at Newsworks, where he writes the National Interest blog. Dick, welcome back to Newsworks tonight.
Thank you, Dave.
So did the gate swing open, closed, or stay in place for Chris Christie? Now, the argument is that Trump takes all the oxygen out of the room from the type of candidate, including Christie, who tend to shoot from the lip.
His candidacy has been pinched on both ends, really. I mean, you know, sort of the tell-it-like-it-is bluster niche has gone to Trump, and the sort of I'm a successful governor who can, you know, take my game nationally, I think has been pinched also by people like John Kasich, who got in, the Ohio governor, who I think outperformed Christie last night.
He was playing on his home court.
He was playing on his home court, literally. But he's also got a better record. He's got a better economic record to boast of than Christie does. And he doesn't have the drag of an ongoing scandal and two indictments of former senior aides that Christie has. I thought Christie was lucky last night not to get asked about Bridgegate, probably to his relief. But I think overall, I think he was just kind of treading water.
Dick, what are your presentation and performance impressions of former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum?
You know, I think running for president is just what he does at this point. You know, I don't know. There were stories in the press the last couple of weeks where he's trying to, you know, regroup and retool his operation, and his fundraising is not going well. You know, he's got one guy, an affluent donor, who can sort of keep him going for a while because he can give as much as he wants. He kept him going in 2012. He'll probably do it for a while again. But there's just so many other people competing for, you know, sort of the social conservative niche, you know. Last time he didn't have Mike Huckabee in there competing for that. He didn't have Ted Cruz in there competing for that. And so, you know, and those are people who are, you know, in the so-called first tier. So I don't see where he's going to get any kind of traction.
Carly Fiorina, Lindsey Graham, and others come to mind who are doing a good job attacking Hillary Clinton. And with that, to what extent does that create an opening that Joe Biden might really consider a
run? Well, that, of course, has been the speculation story of the last week or so. I don't see where his market is. You know, Hillary Clinton is very, very strong with women and with people of color. Bernie Sanders is very strong right now with sort of, you know, the white, upscale progressives, you know, the people who loved Elizabeth Warren and wanted her to get in. And, you know, you take all those out of where else is Joe Biden going to fit in? I also think that it would cause him problems with President Obama, frankly. You know, President Obama, I wrote this the other day, President Obama hasn't given, to my knowledge, one scintilla of a public hint that he thinks Joe Biden should run, you know, where he's been very fulsome in his praise for Hillary Clinton's public service, which is almost kind of like a, you know, an unspoken go Hillary go. And I think they probably have some kind of unspoken, I say this without any forensic evidence, that when Hillary got out of the race finally in 2008, tough race they had, and he appointed her Secretary of State, you know, that there's some kind of ongoing thing there about, you know, that Obama would be encouraging of her trying when the next time there was a chance to run.
Dick, as always, thanks for making sense of the plays and players for us.
I've tried. Thanks, Dave.
Dick Pullman is national political columnist at Newsworks, where he writes the National Interest blog.